Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, we've got a few stories here to talk about. Let's start with Donald Trump, Democrats' new weapon in the battle for control of the New York Senate.
Yeah, as we've said many times, the big race statewide this year is going to be who ends up with control of the state Senate. And the Democrats have begun really in force using Donald Trump against the Republicans on Long Island, where there's a lot of key battleground races. So the number of Democratic candidates have sent out fundraising emails trying to tie their Republican opponents to Trump. And the comments made by Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan that he is passionately supporting Trump.
Battle for Uber upstate.
Yeah, the college kids go back in many cases today, and Uber is taking advantage by starting a digital campaign for a week trying to involve college students who may have had access to Uber during their break and come back to school upstate in Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, and Albany and don't have access to Uber thanks to inaction by the legislature. So there's a digital campaign urging them to get involved and sign a petition, trying to put pressure on the legislature to act on a bill that would allow Uber to expand upstate.
Queens poll in gay battle. What's this?
There is a race down in Queens. It's a rematch between incumbent Toby Ann Stavisky and her Democratic primary challenger, S.J. Jung. And Jung was talking to a group of Korean churches a couple of months ago and said that he would like to ban the use of same-sex couples, pictures of same-sex couples, in textbooks. He's anti-same-sex marriage, and this is an extension of that, saying he doesn't believe that that kind of legislation should go through. Not that there's a bill in New York that would do that, but that's what he would like to do, is ban textbooks from having pictures of same-sex couples.
And here's a little item from your column. The Working Families Party's recent endorsement of Hillary Clinton hasn't ended its love affair with her Democratic primary opponent, Bernie Sanders.
No, their endorsement of Clinton was hardly enthusiastic. They were full-on with Bernie Sanders, and now September 15th, the Working Families Party is having their annual gala, their 18th annual gala, and Bernie Sanders will be the headlining speaker, and they're very happy about that. They say, quote-unquote, the revolution continues, so while they're with Clinton, certainly there's still more with Sanders.
As always, we appreciate when he joins us. Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can read his Albany Insider column at nydailynews.com. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.